Share your views. Call 021 446 0567.
Cape Talk.
On the couch today, we find out more about a mobile sanitation wash truck that is being introduced into Cape Town's homeless communities. I mean, it's simply unimaginable the effort that the homeless must go through on a daily basis just to survive. Never mind sanitation services and gaining access to fresh water, which are also daily challenges. I think it's safe to assume that for most of us, and most of you listening to me today, accessing water is an act we don't even think twice about. We turn on a tap and we do what we need to do. But access to water is, as I said, a daily challenge for the homeless communities of Cape Town. And my next guest belongs to an organization. He is the founder of the organization and director, the co-founder, that is spearheading an innovative solution in an effort to help the homeless get access to basic sanitation. Welcome to the show, co-founder and director of nonprofit Viva Con Agua, AJ Paul. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Bianca. Great to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit, am I pronouncing it correctly? Viva Con Agua, is that correct?
Viva Con Agua, that's right. Tell absolutely, 100%.
A little bit about what Viva Con Agua does, before it developed the truck.
Yeah, so Viva Con Agua has been around for about 15 years. It's an organization that looks to connect individuals and organizations that are all passionate about one thing, which is the human right to water. And what we do is that we're closely integrated and part of a larger global community that is trying to bring into reality the UN Development Goal 6, which is all focused around water and sanitation and ensuring that everyone everywhere has access to it.
So I would imagine when we were having a drought recently, you guys came into play quite strongly.
Well, actually, we started the organization, we registered here as an organization in 2019. Of course, we were aware of the drought, but we've started operations here fairly recently.
Okay.
And just based on your great introduction about what we're doing, it became very clear to us that one of the segments of the population that falls through the social welfare net is the homeless and the problems that they encounter in getting access to safe water, to basic sanitations, are larger than most.
Now, this truck that you've developed, I would like to hear about it, but before you tell us about the truck, it's a collaborative effort, is it not, from what I've been reading?
It is. It's a collaboration between three NPOs, Viva Con Agua, Bazart, and U-Turn. U-Turn has been focused on the homeless population for quite a number of years already. Bazart uses social arts to bring communities together, and we three organizations are collaborating on this project together because there's different parts of the project that we are all good at, and we wanted to use the collective strength to make this project a reality.
Okay, so tell us about the project. I've seen a photograph of the truck, but not the inside. Tell us how it works. It's beautifully painted, I would imagine, by Bazart or one of their artists. And how does it operate? Is it in operation yet?
It's not. So where we are at the moment is that we've just finished the first phase. So our project is divided into three phases. The first phase was, rather than going off to an engineering company or a fabrication company and saying, hey guys, this is what we need, build us a truck because there's a group of people out there that don't have access to water and sanitation, and we think what they need is this. And they come up with a blueprint and we get it fabricated. We wanted to turn that process around and to make the users, the people living on the street, at the center of the design process. So we engaged in a very detailed research to find out exactly what issues they were facing and how we could collectively work together with them to design the solution. So that's the first phase of the project. That's just come to an end in December. We are now at the stage where, through that collaborative co-design process, we've got the design of the truck. The next phase now is the fabrication of the facility, which we hope will be, I'm confident, in fact, that we'll be on the road by the second quarter of the year. The design process itself, because we're looking to make sure that people with special needs, people with disabilities, with mobility issues, can also access the truck, that they're not excluded. And it needs design features like, you know, awning to provide privacy. It's got a welcome center where somebody coming to the facility is welcome to the center, that they register at the center, that they get some toiletries, a small tub of, small tube of toothpaste, a towel, a fresh towel, perhaps even a fresh underwear or T-shirt if they need it before being welcomed into the facility. So all of those design features, it's not an off the shelf solution that we can go for. So we've now got the design that we're happy with, and we're going to the fabrication phase next.
Tell us a little bit about what you did in December. You said you went onto the street, spoke to the users, and found out what their needs would be. Tell us a little bit about that process and the response you got.
Yeah. So we held a number of interviews, and the group that we were working with, actually a marketing company that is working with us, called the Big Mama Truth Factory. And what they did was that they did a series of ethnographic surveys. This is a deep dive into the lived reality of people on the street.
Yes.
To really understand the issues that they face. So a series of interviews that we did in Musenberg, Claremont, and Mitchell's Plain.
Yes.
And then also the street ethnographic surveys to find out about the day-to-day living conditions and the issues that they face trying to get access to water and sanitation. And lots of interesting things come up. For example, the issue around how daily reality for people on the street is having to deal with gangs.
Say that again. I'm sorry. Having to deal
with gangs.
Gangs,
With gang violence.
Yes.
With being confronted with theft of the very few belongings that they have. So, for example, if you're homeless and you want to do your laundry, I mean, that's difficult enough to start off with. There's very few places where you could do that. But then where do you dry your clothes? If you leave them out to dry somewhere, they're likely to get stolen. So and the people living on the streets are resilient, but just to illustrate the kind of very practical day-to-day issues that they face would be that you know, you've got now your wet laundry, you've got nowhere to dry it, so you put it into a plastic bag, you carry it around, or you wear your wet clothes to dry them off. So that kind of understanding of the issues that people told us about led us to the design of the facility itself. And although I'm talking to you about the bus, I'm talking to you about a water and sanitation facility, it's made very clear to us that actually people also need laundry facilities. And we're now trying to figure out, you know, in another iteration of the service, how we would provide that service as well.
Interesting. I mean, it's not just about keeping clean, really, that if you do keep clean, you can actually have a fresh start on life. If you want to change your life around, or if you want to go for a job interview or reach out, if you're clean, maybe there's also that option of a new future. It's not just about keeping clean. It's really can be life changing for people on the street, a facility like this.
Absolutely right. Yeah. Look, everybody on the streets has got a hustle. And the livelihood that they've got is linked to how approachable or how they're treated by people that they come across when they're trying to make a living. Whether you're working as somebody pushing a trolley, or whether you're trying to do a labor-intensive job or a small piece of work, etc., etc., your appearance, your outward look to people is what determines whether or not you may or may not be successful. So,
So
your livelihood is very closely linked to your cleanliness.
Mm.
And what we found out is that the word dignity kept coming up so many times with the people that we interviewed. Over and over again, people use this word dignity, saying that, that's what a shower really means to me. It just gives me my dignity back. It makes me feel like a human being.
Right.
And that's what the service is about. It's about giving people their dignity back.
Exactly, and having that your pride restored. On my show, I'm speaking to Viva Con Aqua founder and CEO AJ Paul, telling us about a sanitation and water truck that is being developed for the homeless communities. And you mentioned the communities, AJ, that you will be that you did the research in. It was Claremont, Musenberg, and Mitchell's Plain. Is that where you're going to be starting out? Will there be three different trucks, or are you starting with one truck?
We're starting off with one truck. That's what we've got the resources for. The idea is that the truck will be operational for 5 days a week. And the reason for that is that we do need some downtime for servicing, maintenance, et cetera, et cetera. We figure that from the design that we've got at the moment, that we're able to service around 35, 36 clients per day. The intention is that the truck would alternate between these three locations. We're hoping that on the back of, for us, this is proof of concept. This is that, okay, we can get this service provided to people and it is financially sustainable. At the moment, we'll be supporting the financing of the truck through donations and through support from our network and philanthropic funds, etc., etc. So we are 80% there with our fundraising. We're hoping that once the figures come in from Christmas, etc., that we've got more or less the funds that we need. We're very aware that one of the issues that we'll be facing is the continuing operational costs.
Mm.
Once we get a sense of that, we'll be able to understand what it would take to expand the service out to other suburbs in Cape Town, and possibly in the future to other cities, because the number of homeless is not just not just Cape Town. I mean, it's other metros as well.
It is a global issue. On that note, how can the community get involved to help you, or what are you still looking for? How can business contact you and perhaps get involved in this fantastic initiative?
Well, we are on Instagram, we're on Facebook, and we've also got a website. If you Google the Wash Bus, you'll see you'll get a hit, and you'll be able to find out more. You can contact Viva Con Agua directly at WASH, so that's WASH at vivaconagua.org.za. And the way that we want people to get involved is. And again, I'm just going back now to the research that we did.
Mm.
And we didn't only speak to the homeless. We also spoke to local resident associations. We spoke to local community groups and others. And we've already, the city is a vital a component of all of this. Without the city's support, we're not going to be able to pull this off. Let me give you an example.
Mm.
At the moment, the design of the truck to service 36 clients, if we assume that on average they're using 50 to 60 litres a day, if you do your math, that comes to close to 2,000 litres per day of water. Now, we either have to carry that water on the truck or we can connect to a fire hydrant. Right. So the kind of support that we're looking for from the city is permission to connect to fire hydrants, to dispose safely of the grey water, yes, and the black water, because we don't want to be polluting waterways, etc., etc. We want to keep this in a closed circle if we can. And that's where the support of the city and the general of people comes in to back this venture and say that you know, everybody is deserving of that most basic of things, which is human dignity. And we've all seen in this season of giving and sharing that as you've driven around, as you've walked around, you've seen the tents, many tents where homeless people are living, and we're just wanting to give people their dignity back. So in order to support, you can either contribute, you can donate, you could, if you've got business experience, if you've got experience in perhaps running a fleet of vehicles, you know, any kind of experience like that would be useful, volunteer for us, advise us. Tell us how to do it. We're sort of not experts in this. We're wanting people to come forward and offer support, and not just off the monetary part.
Have you had a response from the city? Have you approached the city? Is it something that you're still working on?
It's something that we're still working on, but the initial response from the city has been great. We're looking forward to strengthening and deepening that partnership with them. Look forward to working with them, because I sincerely believe that the problem is so big that the only way to solve it is through partnership and collaboration and working together. So yeah, we're looking forward to deepening that partnership with the city and working with them.
In your press release, you say that the German Ministry of Foreign Affairs is also involved. Is that correct?
That's right. So they provided us with the funding to do that initial research and to develop the concept further. So they've been very closely involved. They've funded the whole first phase. Very grateful for them to them for doing that. And what they've done is that they've set up a very strong foundation on which to build moving forward. I generally, I mean, you know, this wouldn't have been possible without their support.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much for your time, AJ Paul. We really appreciate what you're doing and the work that you're doing for the homeless communities of Cape Town. And we will put your details up on our website so that if anyone wants to get in touch with you, they can get in touch with you and perhaps help you with your process.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.